WHO, Coronavirus Pandemic No Longer a Global Health Emergency. By Francis Martel on May 5, 2023. World Health Organization, WHO. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced on Friday his agency would no longer designate the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic a public health emergency of international concern, VIC. The spread of coronavirus is no longer an unusual or unexpected event, and the world has made significant and impressive global progress since the declaration of the VIC in January 2020, allowing for a change in approach to the disease. The VIC designation is one of the most severe alarms that the WHO can sound regarding disease outbreaks or other health struggles. It is given to situations that require immediate international action and jeopardize the health and safety of multiple countries, if not the whole world. Tedros declared the coronavirus then epidemic of VIC on January 30, 2020. Nearly a month after the nation of Taiwan first alerted the WHO to the spread of an unknown infectious disease in central China. Tedros announced the downgrade following a meeting of the WHO's emergency meeting to address the pandemic. "With great hope I declare COVID-19, Wuhan coronavirus, over as a global health emergency," he wrote on social media. The WHO issued a statement explaining the rationale for the announcement, noting the decreasing trend in COVID-19 deaths, the decline in COVID-19-related hospitalizations and intensive care unit admissions, and the high levels of population immunity to SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes Wuhan coronavirus disease. "While the global risk assessment remains high, there is evidence of reducing risks to human health driven mainly by high population level immunity from infection, vaccination, or both," the agency detailed. "Consistent virulence of currently circulating SARS-CoV-2 Omicron sublineages compared to previously circulating Omicron sublineages, and improved clinical case management. These factors have contributed to a significant global decline in the weekly number of COVID-19-related deaths, hospitalizations, and admissions to intensive care units since the beginning of the pandemic," it continued. "While SARS-CoV-2 continues to evolve, the currently circulating variants do not appear to be associated with increased severity." The change in designation will allow the WHO to shift to addressing the virus with changes to long-term care as a permanent challenge rather than an ongoing emergency. The agency emphasized that it would continue to offer vaccine products and work to increase access to these products to poorer nations despite the de-escalation of the emergency stance. "Vaccine products that the WHO approved in an emergency process would remain available under those licenses," it also noted. "Some vaccine products first heralded as being at the forefront of confronting the disease have been recently retired. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, announced in April that it had withdrawn emergency use authorization for the original monovalent mRNA technology vaccine products developed by the firms Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, on the grounds that they did not address the most common variants currently in circulation today. The FDA noted that it continued to authorize updated vaccine products that address the Omicron subvariants of Wuhan coronavirus developed by those companies. The WHO concluded its announcement with suggestions to governments, including calls to integrate coronavirus vaccine products into already existing vaccine schedules for other diseases and to end all coronavirus travel restrictions. The WHO declined to end the emergency as recently as this January. Tedros noted then that, while the world was in a far better situation now than a year prior, tens of thousands of coronavirus-related deaths were still being documented around the year. "We remain hopeful that in the coming year, the world will transition to a new phase in which we reduce hospitalizations and deaths to the lowest possible level," he said at the time. Tedros made the announcement that coronavirus disease rose to the level of a VIC in late January, expressing concern that it could devastate countries with weak healthcare infrastructure. Tedros went out of his way to emphasize that the designation was not meant to condemn China, as the origin country of the virus, for its poor handling of the disease. "This declaration is not a vote of non-confidence in China. On the contrary, WHO continues to have the confidence in China's capacity to control the outbreak," he insisted. The Wuhan coronavirus first emerged in that central Chinese metropolis in late 2019. Leaked Chinese government documents surfacing in the South China Morning Post suggest that the government diagnosed its first infection in humans on November 17, 2019. The Taiwanese government alerted the WHO to the existence of a new disease in the last days of December 2019. Despite the WHO blocking the island nation from membership to the United Nations organization, noting that its intelligence revealed fear among health workers of the spread of an unidentified infectious disease. Taiwanese officials noted a need for isolating patients in the letter, suggesting human-to-human transmission. Taiwan did report our concern on the severity of coronavirus last December to the WHO. The Taiwanese Economic and Cultural Representative Office, TECRO, in Washington, D.C., told Breitbart News in March 2020. But as a rule, our reporting is always a one-way street. WHO mostly ignored our messages and never shared information as they do to other countries. On January 14, 2020, the WHO announced it had no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. The WHO admitted such transmission less than 2 weeks later and declared defeat before the end of January. By then, 5 million people had traveled out of Wuhan during the Lunar New Year holiday, spreading the disease worldwide. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.